politics now. The National Party says it will rewrite the New Zealand curriculum if elected in an attempt to ensure every child has the basic reading, writing, maths and science skills needed to set them up for further education. The full policy will be announced in Hutt Valley tomorrow, called the Teaching the Basics Brilliantly Education Policy. Party leader Christopher Luxon joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. The curriculum. How will you rewrite this? It is already being refreshed at the moment. What would be different to the refresh that's already being done?
Well, look, I mean, what we've identified is that obviously we want young people in primary and intermediate schools to be taught the basics incredibly well, and that gets you to math, science, reading and writing. And what we want to do with the curriculum is to make sure that rather than it being presented in three-year bands, it's actually very definitive as to what knowledge needs to be taught in any given year. And that's the difference between how New Zealand's curriculum on these subjects works today. So, for example, in England and Australia, you learn addition and subtraction in year one. In New Zealand, it can be anywhere between years two to five. If you're learning algebra, it's year five in England and Australia, but in New Zealand, it's anywhere from years six to ten. And we think by making it really clear about what knowledge needs to be taught in each given year on those four foundational subjects, it means that it's better for teachers and parents to know actually where their kids are at and how they're progressing. It's also really creates quite a lot of workload for teachers today because they're constantly having to work out what to teach and when, and that means a lot of extra work on the weekends and in the evenings as well, so we want that workload reduced. But we also want our kids set up so that they actually get the core skills earlier than they should, and they're actually set up for success.
How do you establish exactly what has to be taught, and how will that be compulsory, and what happens if schools don't do it? I mean, how will that be established?
Well, what we want to do is just, we'll have more to say tomorrow, but certainly what we're on the curriculum side, we just want to make sure that we are really teaching those basics incredibly well to our primary and intermediate school kids. Because if we haven't got them sorted on the basics, what we're seeing when we get to high school is 50% of our young people are arriving at high school not at the curriculum. And as a consequence, they're losing, they're disengaged, and that's what drives them to attendance.
The thing is, Mr. Luxon, sorry to interrupt you kind of said that, but the issue here is that the government has also recognised this. It has a literacy, communications and math strategy which it is implementing. It has said already that it wants to move to a system where there is a far greater focus on literacy and numeracy in teaching, and that it will be more than just inherent, it will be in the curriculum in a far greater way. So why go through this whole massive process again when it's already recognised this problem?
Well, the government is working on a curriculum refresh, but it's also still working within those loose bands spanning multiple years. And we just want to tighten that up and actually specify the skills and the knowledge that our kids are actually going to be taught in reading, writing, maths and science every single school year. You just can't sort of leave it to a chance and have it over a multi-year period. So that's the difference between what we're proposing with what the government's doing.
Okay.
We'll certainly take a look at the refreshed curriculum as a starting point and rewrite it to
clearly let's talk about that then.
Knowledge areas that we need to focus on.
That curriculum, the focus on te tiriti and Maturanga Māori, those elements, you'd keep those in the curriculum if you were to rewrite it?
Well, they're important elements, but what I'm saying very clearly is the priority in our case is actually going to be on reading, writing, maths and science. And whether you are...
You would keep those other elements in there because they are new, obviously, and that history element as well. You know, those are some of the new things that have been championed by this government. Would you keep them as well as your priorities?
That's fine, but what I'm being really clear about is we'll be sending a very strong signal that the number one job to be done, the most important job to be done, the most important priority above and before anything else is actually really solid delivery of reading, writing, maths and science. Those are the foundational skills that we know lead to educational success, and we need to build a world-class education system so we have a world-class standard of living.
I wonder if I could read to you from the Ministry's website. It's where it talks about putting a greater emphasis on literacy and communication and maths. It says, however, we don't want to focus, on these foundational skills you just mentioned there to lead to a narrowing of the curriculum being taught or students being taught these skills in a ways that are disconnected from meaningful context. I mean, there is a point there, isn't there?
There is a point that I can tell you right now, when I see that actually the average 15-year-old in New Zealand now is a year and a half behind where the 15-year-old in New Zealand was 20 years ago, and their knowledge base on maths, that's a problem. When they are three quarters of a year behind on reading and writing from our own students 20 years ago that were 15, that's a problem. When we've dropped out of all of the top 10 countries on maths, reading and science and writing, that's a big problem for New Zealand. So all I'm saying is, let's take stock of the reality of where we're sitting. We've got a system that's failing. It's in decline. It's been in decline for 30 years. It's alarming, and it's actually key to our future. Mm. If we cannot build a world-class education system, Corin, we are not going to be able to build a world-class
Okay, a couple of quick questions, because education's been a big battleground, perhaps not so much over the last few years, but certainly under previous national governments, plenty of scraps. National standards, will they come back?
Well, look, we're not talking about that, and we won't. I mean, we don't have anything specific to say about that. What I'm saying,
so that's a no.
We want to be very clear about making sure. Well, there were some things in national standards that were useful about reporting. I don't think it was implemented very well.
Is it coming back or not? You don't have to go into the details, but is it something you'd consider?
It's not something we've been talking about.
Okay, bulk funding.
Not something we've been talking about.
But you'd consider it.
That's not something we've been talking about. There are moments when it might make sense to give schools a pool of money to best deploy as they see fit.
But it's not in your policy announced tomorrow.
No, what we're focusing on is a piece of our education policy tomorrow. We'll have more to say over the coming year as well, but a lot of it's on just teaching our basics brilliantly, because we know the empirical evidence is so important. That is job number one.
I understand that. A couple of others on that list of battleground issues. Performance pay for teachers?
Not something we've been considering at all.
Charter schools?
I'm supportive of charter schools, yes.
So that's so National is actually supportive of charter schools. You would look to bring them back in any great scale?
Well, it's just being able to give choice and to be able to have innovation in the education system that works for students.
No, I understand that, but it's the scale that, I mean, you know, if it's three or four here and there is one thing. If you were to open it up in a much bigger scale, you might have a bigger fight on your hands.
Well, just as a principle, I'm open to it. I haven't thought deeply about the scale of it. But what I'm just saying is we believe in choice. We think that's a good thing. But again, what I'm really fixated on, Corin, if we have to say what's the most important thing we can do, upskill our kids on those maths, reading, science.
Well, one more if we're in the controversial, the reading war, phonics or whole word? What's your favourite approach?
Well, personally, I'm a big fan of structured literacy myself. I've seen schools teach it incredibly well. And I actually was in a school yesterday that has embraced it completely from top to bottom in the school, and it's been very, very effective. So where there's good, strong empirical evidence for teaching methodologies, let's embrace it.
Christopher Luxon, thank you very much for your time. The leader of the National Party with an Education Policy, that is coming, was it today or tomorrow? It is coming tomorrow.